Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, first of all, thank you for joining, especially on such short notice. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simin Reish Ayin Tes, Si'if Gimel Dalet Hey, and perhaps Vav as well. Let's see how it goes. This is page 118 in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Gimel, L'taltel Ner Al Yedei Shenosen Av Lechem B'Shabbos Aser. If you put a loaf of bread on your Ner on Shabbos, that does not make it mutter to be metaltel the Ner. V'im Nosen Alav Alechem Yipod Yom Yesh Mishamati L'taltel B'Shabbos. But if you had put the bread on there on Friday before Shabbos started, then there are those that hold that it is mutter to be metaltel the Ner on Shabbos Al Yedei Lechem Zeh. But says the Shulchan Aruch, do not rely on this shita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is the svara? What's the machlokas over here? So Asr, we had said initially that if you put lechem on the ner on Shabbos, that's going to be Asr. Hatam dam mikol makom kvaris katzayi ben hashrosa, dayno boz lechem migodis katzayi ben hashrosa v'chulei. The reason is because if there was no bread on there from before Shabbos, and you're just putting bread on there on Shabbos, so it became muktzah during Ben Hashmashos, and you can't undo that muktzah later on by adding bread onto the Ner after Shabbos. Halechem, the Sifkat and Yud in the Mishnah Berurah, this is going on if you put the Lechem before Shabbos. Hainu, malechem hu chashav etzlo yosr mei ha-shemen. If the Lechem is more chashav to you than the Shemen, v'hu adin ha-maniach shar davar chashav, it doesn't have to be Lechem, it could be any chashav thing, it could be a diamond ring. Da'azam rinon kivan da'aner nasa basas le'isr, because then we say that since the Ner becomes a basis for the Isser, du Hashemen, ulaheter, and at the same time it becomes a basis not only for the Isser, but also for the Heter, the Heter Chashav Tvei, and the Heter is more Chashav than the Isser, ulkach shari, that's why it's mutter to be metaltel, right? That's the halach of basis. And if something is a basis l'davara Asser, it's supporting a davara Asser, then the whole basis becomes muktzah. But if it's supporting both the davara Asser and the davara mutter, and the Iker is really the davara mutter, then it's going to be mutter. But the Mechaber says, do not rely on this, on putting a loaf of bread on the Ner itself before Shabbos. Because a Ner is made specifically to hold a candle, to hold a wick, to hold oil, to hold a flame. And therefore, anything else that you're going to put on a Ner is going to be a foreign substance to the Ner. It's going to be a foreign matter to the Ner. It's always, by definition, going to be a tafel. Meaning that the nature of the din of basas l'davar asur l'davar mutter is that the davar mutter has to be more chashav than the davar asur. More chashav doesn't just mean more chashav in terms of its value. It means in terms of what the basis is there to serve. That because it's more chashav, the basis is there to serve the more chashav a thing. But when you have a Ner, it's clearly more there to serve the oil, the wick, and the flame than it is to serve some random loaf of bread that you threw on it. And therefore, it does not count as a basis l'davra mutter at all. Si'if dalid, im hisna me'er of Shabbos al nerzeh she'yitaltlenu mi'she'yichbe mutter l'taltlo achar shekava. If you made it tonight, an erev Shabbos, on this candle, that you'll be able to be metaltel it once it goes out, then you can be metaltel it after it goes out. Meaning if before Shabbos you saw this coming, you knew this Ner was lit, you knew you're going to want to move it later, so you made it tonight that this Ner should not become a basis, and it should be mutter to carry later. It should be mutter to move later. So then it's mutter to move later, says the Ramav, Yeshom Delomahani tonight. But Yeshomim, that we're not allowed to make any such tonight, it doesn't work. You can't just look at your Leichter and say, I'm making it tonight, that the whole Leichter should not become muktzah, and therefore as soon as the flame is out, I'm allowed to move. It does not work, says Rama. And we do not rely on any such thing. And we discuss tonight later on in Shulchan Aruch. V'noagin l'taltalo al yidei eino yehudi. V'ein b'zeh mishu misra amiru le'inu yehudi. Hol v'aminakach havikilu hisna lav mitchila v'shari. But even though you're not allowed to rely on that tonight that you make, you're allowed to rely on the tonight in conjunction with eino yehudi. Meaning if you have a non-Jew be metaltal the muktzah for you. So normally anything that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do. But it takes it down a level in terms of the yisr. So I'm not allowed to be metaltal muktzah. I can't ask the guy to be metaltal muktzah. But in this case, since there's a machlokas whether you can make a tanai, that the ner is not going to become muktzah in the first place, and even though we're machmir in that machlokas, but we're not going to be machmir when you're not the one that's actually being metaltal the muktzah. It's the guy that's being metaltal the muktzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yeralf im hisne mishum dinar osu likabos mishum hachi mahani betanai. Even the shita that holds that the tanai works only holds it works because it's very predictable that this candle will not last, that the candle's going to go out. Avul b'shar basos davar aser afle de rishon lo mahani tanai. But for every other basos davar aser, even this first opinion will hold that a tanai is not going to work. Lahasnos kshe istali kadavar iser min abasos, to make a tanai that if by some chance the davar iser falls off the basos or is taken off the basos, she yamutu l'shtamish, I should then be able to move the basos. No, it's only going to work, even according to the first opinion, if it's predictable that the mukta item is going to disappear, like a candle that's going to run out. But let's say it's a yahrzeit candle, it's a 25-hour yahrzeit candle. So you don't have, so even if it does go out, the tanai won't work, because that tanai was based on nothing. It was based on no ability whatsoever to predict that the mukta is going to be gone. Sivkat in your base, vidina tanai, ayin lekaman. What it discusses later in Shulchan Aruch is making a tanai prior to Ben Hashmashos. Aval hacha enu yachal lomar afilu l'deir rishona eni bodol me'aner kol Ben Hashmashos kuma hasam. Da Ben Hashmashos hu dolek. Now over here, the problem of making such a tanai is that you can't say that I am not separating myself, I am not making this muktzah for the entire Ben Hashmashos. No, during Ben Hashmashos the ner is lit there, and it is muktzah. Valkein osel etaltelo. Umidivrei agav Hagrabi Biru, the cause of the Svari Shana Svirle Kikirsas Harif Sham Bebeitza Daf Lamed, from the Bir Agra, which sounds like the first Shita, holds like the Rif in Meseches Beitza, Mashmul Chardamani Gamkin Bomrein Bodel Kyodur Shita Sarif Sham. It would sound like you can even say about a Ner that Amy Bodelmeyam, that for the entire Ben Hashmashos, I'm not considering this Mukta, I'm still considered to be connected to it, and I'm not being Maktsimi Daiti, that it would work. But we Paskin that it does not work, that it does not work on a Ner to make a Tanai in advance. Sivkat in Yidgimel, l'talto al de enu Yehudi, haynu afilu me'enu tzarech lo l'tzarech gufo makom, rak shlo yigonim shlo yipasein. Meaning the idea that an enu Yehudi would move it means even when it's not l'tzarech gufo makom, even in situations where you're normally not allowed to move regular mukta like a klishim lach the lister. But we said that if you, we rely on the enu Yehudi, if you also made it tonight. When it comes to having a non-Jew move the ner, we're mitzarif the first shita that tanai works. And if you set up a candle on the table and your plan was that it was going to stay lit all day, and then it gets extinguished, then you can't say we view it as if you made it tanai, because you can't make it tanai on something that's going to be lit the whole day. So then it could be that even a guy would not be allowed to move it. But that only means that a guy would not be allowed to move it in order to prevent it from getting stolen, to protect it. But if it's for the sake of gufo makomo, it's for the sake of it or the space that it's occupying, then it's always going to be mutter al yidei enu yehudi. Let's do sif hay as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ner shed liko b'shabbos l'chaya u'l'chola. Let's say you lit a ner on Shabbos for a woman who's in labor or for a sick person. The yolda achayv and esrape echola, and then the baby was born. Everything's fine. The chola got better, and now you have this ner. So mutal l'taltalo im kaveh. As soon as the ner goes out, the kli that's holding it is not mukta, because it was not mukta during Ben Hashmashos. Right, during Ben Hashmashos, the candle was not yet lit. Vuhu hadin lemadik b'shabbos b'shogeg v'kava shemutal l'taltalo. The same is true even if it wasn't for a good reason. Right, it wasn't that you lit the candle for some really good reason, for a chola or something. You lit the candle because you were mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. You accidentally lit the candle. Still, as soon as it goes out, the kli that holds it is not mukta. Sivkatan tezvav in Mishum Berurah, mutter de'in mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. That there's no such thing as mukta for only half a Shabbos. Only if it was muksa during Ben Hashmashos, which is at the beginning of Shabbos, do we say that it's muksa then for the whole Shabbos after Shakava, even after it's extinguished. But not in this situation where it was lit on Erev Shabbos for a chayo or a chola, for a birthing woman or a sick person, meaning not only if you lit this candle on Shabbos, you lit the candle on Erev Shabbos, but you lit it on Erev Shabbos for the sake of a chola, so for the entire Ben Hashmashos, you're allowed to use it because you need it for the chola. So it wasn't muktzah during Ben Hashmashos. Lois katzai l'kulei Shabbos, and therefore it does not become muktzah for the rest of Shabbos l'achashin shabbei chola after the chola gets better. Ella al zman shehu dolek b'vad. It's only muktzah while it's still lit. V'kol shkein mudlek b'Shabbos gufa l'tzarchai v'chola d'lohi yedolek klal Ben Hashmashos b'vadei lois katzai l'kulei yoma. And for sure, if you actually lit it on Shabbos, where during Ben Hashmashos it wasn't even lit at all, then for sure it's not going to be a muktzah for the whole day. L'taltalom kava hainu dafka l'tzarch gufa makom hudoladifa mishar klisha melach l'isser. We said that it's mutter to be metaltalit if it gets extinguished. That means l'tzarch gufa makomo, because it's no different than any other klisha melach l'isser that you're allowed to move l'tzarch gufa makomo. If it's not even l'tzarch gufa makomo, it's still a klisha melach l'isser. It just didn't have the muktzah of the ner, which is a higher level muktzah. But the meaning of the flame, which is a higher level muktzah, but the ner itself, the kli itself, is still a kli shem lach l'isser and needs to be treated accordingly. Sivkat and yud zayin v'hu adin. We said the same is true if someone just accidentally lit a candle on Shabbos, that as soon as it goes out, the kli is not muktzah. V'hu adin akol mitam anal. It's all for the same reason. The ein muktzah lechatzi Shabbos, because there is no such concept of muktzah for only part of Shabbos, she asr avachar shakava, to the extent that it's going to be asr even after it's extinguished. So we said bishogeg, if you lit a bishogeg on Shabbos, then it's not going to be in the muktzah. Nakat bishogeg to lo ayri birashia. The reason why he gives an example of if you lit a bishogeg is because we'd rather not talk about a case of absolute rishaim. Ube emes afilu liku b'mezid gam came out to the tatlo. If you just, you know, had a weak moment and lit a b'mezid on Shabbos, still, after the candle goes out, you're going to be allowed to be metaltalit, achashakavu, letzorach gufa mukomo, hov loy muktzah b'tchilas kinas Shabbos, because the whole point is, over here, that it was not lit when Shabbos started. And as long as it was not lit when Shabbos started, it is not going to be muktzah. So I don't care why you lit it when, sometime on Shabbos morning. I don't care if you lit it for a chola, for a chaya, because you did it b'shogeg, because you did it b'mezid. Bottom line is, it wasn't lit when Shabbos started, and therefore it's not going to be muktzah as soon as the candle is extinguished. So let's review what we learned tonight. First thing we learned is that some hold that putting lechem on the ner makes it a basis l'davar aser v'hamutter, but we do not rely on that because the ner is really there primarily to support the oil. Meaning, if you were to put lechem on a table at the same time that it's holding candles, we do rely on that because the table is not there primarily to support oil. That would be a real basis l'davar aser l'davar mutter. But by putting bread on a ner, we're not going to rely on that being called a basis l'davar aser l'davar mutter. The ner is not really there for the bread. It's really there for the oil and the wick and the flame. Then we learned that there's a machlokas whether you can make a tanai to be metaltal in there that isn't meant to stay lit for the entire Shabbos. So we are machmir that you cannot make a tanai, but if it's al yidei einu yehudi, we are mekel. But then we added two more points, one lechumra, one lekula. The one lechumra is that if it was meant to stay lit the entire Shabbos like a yahrzeit candle, then even a tanai in einu yehudi doesn't work because no tanai is going to work on something that should have been lit the whole Shabbos, or should have been had a muktzah on it the whole Shabbos. The kula was that if it's just l'tzorach gufo makomo, then it's always mutar al yidei einu yehudi. If you're moving l'tzorach gufo makomo and not to protect it, then it's always mutar al yidei einu yehudi. And then the final point that we learned was that if a candle was lit on Erev Shabbos for a chola, or if it was lit on Shabbos, whether you did it b'shogig or b'mezid, it does not become muktzah because it wasn't muktzah during Ben Hashmashos. So it's just a regular klisha melach to l'iser. It does not have that elevated muktzah status that a flame would normally have. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'iv Vav. Again, thank you for joining on such short notice, and stay tuned to the WhatsApp for when we will convene tomorrow. My schedule is somewhat unpredictable when I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, but best regards from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Everyone have a wonderful evening.